Blog Talk Radio.
Shit.
Let me tell you why I love him.
'Cause he is the truth, and he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because his light is shining so bright, I wouldn't lie. I remember the very first day that I saw him. I found myself immediately intrigued by his dream. It's almost like I knew this man from another life. Right back then, maybe I was his husband, maybe he was my wife. And here the things I don't like about him are fine with me. 'Cause it's not hard for me to understand him, 'cause he's so much like me. And it's truly my pleasure to share his company. And I know that it's God's gift to breathe the air he breathes. So it's the truth that he is so real. And I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly. Because his light can shine so bright, I wouldn't lie.
Missing you.
thought I saw you pass me. A rearview mirror's playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, cause my loneliness got the best of me, and my heart's so weak.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're
bandanas. I say it's champagne. I did the damn thing. Dirty Diana, singing and dancing all in the rain.
This is your boy For Real, the Poet Douglas.
This is Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm.
This is Essentially Johnny, and you are listening to Color Me Muse.
Open mic, a virtual open mic space with a physical open mic vibe. Welcome to
Me Tiffany.
The For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next in online radio. Ha, what it do, everybody?
So I was just informed that I've been talking to y'all and I've been on mute. So let me start this all over again. Happy Monday, everyone. Thank goodness for my host in the background. Appreciate you, Epiphany Radio. Let me say this again. Welcome to Raw with the Rain. This is the Rain. Color Me Muse. We are here on Epiphany Radio. I appreciate you all vibing out with me. We ended that on a little bit of a high note here on a Monday evening. I am excited. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. We're just going to have a good time tonight. It's just you and me tonight. My co-host, my beautiful co-host, Essentially Janice, will not be with us tonight. I made her take the night off. So it's just you and me tonight, so y'all can have fun on the event page. If you are listening in online, feel free to call in. Numbers 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in queue. We would love to have you. All right. So let's get this show started. I am going to, again, if you did not hear me, this is Rain. AKA The Quiet Storm, and I am just excited to be here this evening. So let's bring in our first caller. It is none other than Epiphany's own, the Pearl, the Negra. I always want to call you Miss Pearly. Blame it on Liz.
What's up,
Diva?
Rain? Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm over here. That last little song brought me in. It brought me in. I was feeling a little nostalgic earlier. That old school. I need to bring
okay.
it home.
Oh yeah, you was touching some emotions with certain songs, but it's all good. I love the music, girl. I love it.
what I noticed a little bit about '90s music is some of it's a little. I don't know. It's a different kind of slow. So it's just different. It just sounds, I love me some 90s music. But anyway, Diva, mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear some good poetry tonight. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm still a little emotional, but I'm good. I'm good. You know, I'm dealing with certain things, but I'm good aside from that. You know, it's all good.
Are you done with your sweater yet?
Girl, don't even get me started. I ran out of a certain color. I'm feeling some kind of way. I got kind of yarn store. It's a delay now. I hate when my business is delayed, but it's a part of life. You know, I'm going to still get it done. I was on a roll, too. I was like, are you kidding me?
I know. I saw you. You were doing it. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to have you.
My bag.
We're going to have you on. on in the spotlight one of these weeks. We're going to have you in the spotlight because people need to know about your side hustle, too.
Oh, Lord.
So, we'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about that. I know you brought something to share tonight because you told me that you like led me on. You wanted to share it with me, and then you made me wait for it. But I love surprises, so I'm here for it.
Okay. All right. I got something.
Is it a long piece or is it a short piece? Did you do a long piece just for me?
Girl, you know
I'm
the queen of short pieces.
I already know where we're going.
Don't play with
it.
Don't play with it.
I heard the remorse and the tone of your voice, so I know it's not going to be a long piece. It is all good. I will hand the mic over to you, queen, and you can have your way.
Thank you. Thank you. This is called Wounded Healer. I know this road along the way by masking it with courtesy and laughter, weaving through life's intricacies and difficulties with kind intentions and abandoned feelings, wants and needs of my own. Not that I like being in that space, but seems to be the only place I've ever fit. I'm not blind to love. I know it exists because more than enough of the world dwells within me. I just haven't been given access to it. And yet all they've ever had to do was give me their smile, give them life's balance. Instead of turning my precious tears into diamonds when falling through their sky of hurt, they would take until contented and leave my world unbalanced. But through my wounds, I've developed a gentle, soothing touch that returns light back in faces and brightens eyes and removes pain and directs hearts towards the door of hope for love. Through my wounds, I'm a healer. And that's that piece.
I was about to be talking on mute again. That, Diva, that was beautiful, first of all. Can you run that line back for me? Did you say crawling through a sky of hurt? What was the sky that line?
Okay. Instead of turning my precious tears into diamonds, when falling through the sky of hurt, they would take until contented and leave my world unbalanced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was absolutely, absolutely beautiful, and I felt that. Absolutely felt that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming through and sharing that beautiful piece. And before I forget, because you know I'm horrible with this, or at least Van knows I'm horrible with this, Diva, could you please tell us what you have going on this week?
Okay. All right. Let me see. Let's start with
Saturday. Take a deep breath, because I know it's...
Okay, I've got to get used to it. Saturday, well, alternating Saturdays with Van. I am in poetic therapy with my awesome co-host at Cool Mountain Man, Stan the Man Phillips. And you can come in there and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Monday, well, alternating Monday nights with Brawl with Rain, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, Essentially Johnny's, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Van Meadows. I'm trying to get used to saying Van again instead of poetic. We've been poetic for so long. And Wednesday night, I am 1/2 host of The Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice, Diva, Ms. VIP. Now, the topic is, it was up in the air. The topic is, do you think that people that play a lot do it as a power play because they can are afraid of developing emotions and may lead towards commitment.
Okay, no, I need you to run it back. This is another, it's another one of those long, I need you to say that again.
Okay.
So we can register.
Okay, all right. People that play a lot, that have a tendency to have a lot of non-committal relationships, do you think that mm-hmm. they do this for a power play because they can, or because out of fear of developing feelings that may lead to a commitment?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good show.
Thank you.
I was about to answer it, but I was like, oh, this.
No, wait, don't save it for the show. Save it for the show. Don't do that.
All right. And well, this gives people time to marinate on it. So, yeah, that'll work. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I guess I'll put my thinking cap on. I will make sure to – I was going to listen in anyway, but I'll make sure to come on at least to answer the question. I got to do a lot of work around here this week in Paul's Designs because I am traveling this weekend, and so I have much to get done before Saturday when I fly out and head your way. So, but I'll come on and at least answer the question because I got an answer for everything, so.
That's what's up. All right. That's what's up.
And I always love talking to the divas. So thank you so much. I so appreciate you, Miss Pearly. Again, blame it on Larry. Just blame it on Larry. It's Larry's fault.
Everything is for real fault.
It is. You're right. I gotta stop calling him Larry online. Everybody gonna know his government name.
All right,
Diva, thank you so much, and I will talk to you on the flip side.
All right, one love, one mic.
All right, y'all, she always comes in here with those short and sweet pieces. I always want her to do something longer, but she'll be see how she does. I'm almost hesitant to bring in the next caller just because I'm nervous about whatever octave this may be. But I'm going to open the line. Anyway, good evening, Mr. Station Manager Poetic. How are you, sir?
I am doing good, Rain. How are you?
Oh, I'm better now. How are you? I'm hanging in there, just hanging out, the poetry, the music. I heard you singing earlier.
I mean, you know, singing's like my first love.
I know.
Current poetry.
I know, this
poetry.
video of it.
Yeah.
I synced it. Oh.
You saw it? You synced it?
No, I synced it. Mm-hmm, I synced it. I said that. I said what I said and I meant what I said. So.
I know that's right.
Are you? Did you enjoy the little lineup of? Because you know, I know music is your first love, too.
Oh man, I loved it. Oh man, I was in my element. I loved every minute of it. Oh, I loved every minute of it. It's funny that you played that because I enjoy '90s R&B so much. I was on TikTok watching Silk and El DeBarge get it in.
So this is true story, sad story. In Michigan, there is a casino called the Roaring Eagle Casino, and that's where most of the concerts are. And
yeah.
Silk came there about 4 years ago, and I loved me some Silk, right? But
yeah.
Some things should be left in the '90s.
Yeah.
What I witnessed was just not, it was, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. It's just, they were acting like they were still that age. And the women, grown women too. And I was like, this is just too much.
Yeah. I would tell you, I agree with that. Until you see New Edition in concert, then you just throw it out the window.
Well, New Edition, that's like Boyz II Men, New Edition. They do no wrong, but one of the probably the ugliest Silk member, and I forgive me for saying that, had a woman on his shoulders with her in his face. I was how old are y'all and where are we? Right.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I think it was Meeting in My Bedroom. Meeting in My Bedroom was probably the song. And they
definitely
were doing the most. Definitely
the song.
Yeah. But I also said Tony was also at that concert. So I really enjoyed them. But
oh yeah, Tony. Oh man. Well, I wish they would get together and make another album. Oh God. I love me some Tony.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I wish they would as well. But anyway, actually, I know your love for music because that was actually one of the things when I called into the Get Down. We had a good old conversation about Boyz II Men doing just fine.
Doing just fine.
Or maybe that was date night. No. Maybe that was Saturday. Maybe it was my first date.
It might have been date night, but that's, first date.
Yeah, we had a long conversation.
First dates are
memorable. Yeah. Yes, they are. Anyway, love, what do you have for us this evening?
I just wrote this untitled piece for tonight, and I don't know how it's going to go. We're going to see. Let's see.
Oh, well, I'm here for it. Oh, you know what? Hold on 1 second before you start. Hold on. I forget what show I'm on. Miss Pearly.
What you mean? Yeah.
I'm gonna leave your mic open. Mute it from the end if you want to, but we're going to remember this is we should
do
open
that.
Mic vibes. So, all right, Van. Yes. So, we're here for you, Van. The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. You don't see me lying in a pool of my tears, wondering what happened to all those wasted years, looking for a reason to keep going on, cursing the day I was born. But you don't see me. You just don't see me. It's like I'm invisible. With a superpower that says abuse me so I stay miserable, moving from day to day with a fake smile on my face because I have to be strong for everyone else and respect their space while I'm over here drowning in my own emotional vomit, sick on the inside, looking healed on the outside, yet I'm afraid to admit all the years of hurt and pain I've suffered has taken its toll on me. So if you notice when I speak, I've stuttered. Not because I have a speech impediment, more like pre-stage depression, so eventually I'll need a supplement to help diffuse the misplaced anger that keeps me wrapped up like a blanket, and I'll wager that you think this poem is about me. No, it's about you that I see, like a mirrored reflection of myself, yet I'm drowning in my health, trying to keep it together as I refuse to stand in my self-pity and be confused with the blues. The more I open up comes and creates new ammunition for you to put more bullet holes in my heart to ensure my complete annihilation. All I ever wanted to do was love, yet I'm drowning with emotions that go unchecked as I try downsizing and capsizing into the deepest point of the ocean, looking for a life jacket that I know will never come. Yet I'm a living food source for the bottom and the top-feeding, blood-sucking water dwellers whose only goal in life is to feed. And what do I tell her? That I'm some broken shell of a man I once was, searching for the path because I don't want to be amused. I just hope I can once again someday be colored me mused. And that's that piece.
Ha! I love that. I love the namesake, but I need you to run the line back about the water dwellers, because you was delivering that with some conviction too. Yeah. The water dwellers. Yeah.
Okay. All I ever wanted to do was love, yet I'm drowning with emotions that go unchecked as I try downsizing and capsizing into the deepest point of the ocean, looking for a life jacket that I know will never come. Yet I'm a living food source for the bottom and top-feeding, blood-sucking water dwellers whose only goal in life is to feed. And what do I tell her?
Yeah. I felt that. Tell us how you really feel. Tell us how you really feel, man. Tell us how you really feel. Right.
Sometimes you just gotta let it out.
You just gotta. Yeah. No better place to do it than on the page.
Absolutely.
No better place to do it than on the page. I feel like where we at? Hold on. I feel like I'm playing a song real quick just because. And because it's, hold on, here we go. I'm just going to play it.
They can hate if they wanna, I don't care.
Yeah.
I said let them hate if they wanna, go for nowhere. All your friends keep saying you can do better. Somebody else.
Hey.
Saying I'm dangerous, that you can do that all by yourself.
Hey,
okay. Everybody got something to say,
and they don't even wanna see why they talk so badly. I actually make you happy.
All that matters is I feel
great. I don't even give a damn for you. I'm a better man. So tell them if they wanna hear me again. Hey. For me and the life I live, you ain't out in the club all night. You wanna be the quiet part of my life. They don't understand how beautiful that is. Hey, hey.
Everybody got something.
They don't even wanna see why they're talking so badly. I actually make you happy and all
that.
And I don't even give a damn. You are my better man. They wanna hear me again.
Talk about
Perfect song. Yeah.
Listen, it's my song right there. Listen. Matter of fact, I just opened a mic. Someone has offered to sit in here and help me co-host tonight. And this happens to be one of her favorite songs too. None other than T. Lichelle. Hey, what's up, sis? What's up?
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
What's going on?
I heard you talking about, oh, shit, when the music ended.
I was in my feelings. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's up?
His octave went down a few. T, you better talk to Van. You better say hi.
Hello, poetic.
How are you?
I'm good too, Michelle. How are you?
I'm behaving.
Hey, all these lower
what's up, Diva?
What's going on?
Y'all singing earlier.
I think all of
yep,
them.
Yep, they were singing to me.
It was.
Y'all don't want me to sing.
Meagle was trying to get
everybody
in there. I heard
them. Nobody
well,
would call back
you
the wrong with rain.
You know, it's a lag when everybody is singing to the song, but at least y'all was lagging together. Everybody was kind of in tune. I was like, all right, y'all.
Right.
Oh man.
Well, welcome, sis. I appreciate you saying hey. I come on. So,
I got you.
You know, I know you got to dip out early for your show, but you know, we just vibing here, sharing some poetry, listening
to
some good music, and If anyone knows anything about good music, it would be the host of The Long Stroke.
Okay. Look, that yeah, I'm going to jump in my phone booth and stuff like that, do my Clark Kent to super chick. And then, yeah, I got you guys.
Okay.
Indeed. Again, listen, thank you to everybody that has tuned in. You are listening to Raw with Rain, Color Me Mused. If you are listening in online, please feel free to call in 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in queue. We are just hanging out, doing some good poetry, listening to some good music, having lots of laughs. A good way to end a Monday. And next up on the mic, we have none other than CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet.
Hey. I love the singing.
Hey.
I love it. Hey, the ladies, the women of Smeagol, you know he loves you. You know who you are.
Wait a minute. Who?
The
women of
the sound robotic.
You know who you are. You know who you are. You know.
You went underwater,
but Larry.
For real,
Larry.
You sound robotic. Yes.
The universe got you. The Matrix got you. You in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that phone.
I'm on the Matrix phone.
This is why.
It's a glitch.
I'm still Matrix.
This is why I got to call in on two phones. I'll be worried about this right here.
I'm still in the Matrix.
Yep, you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to call back in.
Okay. We'll be here.
Why is it when he gets ready to go off, that's when he gets clear?
But
I know every time.
Every time.
I'm clear. Am I clear? You're saying I'm clear?
Yes.
But,
I'm clear.
But see.
Yes.
You were next. Okay. You were next in queue. So is that for me to believe that you were going to share a piece?
I'm about to replay a piece.
Yes.
Oh, are you? Wait a minute, who's talking right now? I thought you were hanging up and calling back for real.
I know, but y'all said I was clear. Am I clear?
No, oh, you are.
You're better now. You're better now.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
I still feel it. I feel it coming on. I can feel it a little bit. I'm gonna hang up and call back. No, because I feel it. I can feel
you.
It.
Before.
We're gonna start my piece, and it's gonna come on like
robot. Yep. There you go. The Matrix got you again. Yeah.
All right, I'm calling back.
Yeah. Okay.
Shibboleth.
Baby. T, are you sharing?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
Bet. The mic is yours. We ready.
All right. So the piece I'm going to replay tonight is called The Wonder. Okay. Prince Charming, my angel, my king, and my friend, my lover, my one, he is. Baby, you are it for me. I am enamored by your power. In you, I see boundless strength every day. And in you, you still manage to hold your head high. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting background noise and it's throwing me off. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think I'm muted.
I think it was Larry calling him. Yeah, run it back.
No worries.
I think that's Larry calling himself.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. Baby, you are it for me. I am enamored by your power. And you, I see boundless strength every day. And you still manage to hold your head high after this world tried to decimate you. Man, you have no idea how proud I am of you. I see you tired and hurting in the late night, and that is something I will not ignore. Baby, acknowledge the fact that I was sent here to love you, to be light when things look dim, to become your tranquility in a belligerent society. And what we have is much more than they can see. because they are blind, but we know that they are ignorant because you are the epitome of that Negro they fear. You are courageous. You are intelligent. You are determined and unstoppable. And what they hate, I think, is sexy as fuck. All you have to do is wake up and breathe and you piss them off. And you made my day complete. And set the flame to a consuming fire inside of me for you. What kind of power is this? Those sons of bitches tried to emasculate you to make you think that you need them. But you are successful without them. You don't need their handouts. You never needed them to tell you who you are. Because, my king, you are enough. You are victorious. You are my hero and my ministry. Can I get your permission to be the sounding board to your heart? Let me drown out the voices of the world. To breathe life into something greater than us. Becoming more than we can fathom. We are called for such a time as this to constantly remind each other what we can bring together to this world. Let's be the love that we want to see. Can I get your blessing to still love you through this? You're more than wonderful, more than amazing, the irreplaceable love of my life. You are God's masterpiece and my gift. And if you can still trust me with your heart, I will never forfeit your love, sabotage our union, nor will I diminish the fact that you are this world's leader and this home's priest. Let me show you that I only want to tap into and uplift the warrior within, making careful choices of my words to exhale and transcend deeper healing. Let me go to war with you, standing by your side, protecting your vibe, praying energy into your being, casting heaven's spells of dreams growing bigger than our fears. You are incredible. You are valued. Your life matters to so many. I honor and respect you. I acknowledge the wonder in you. I willingly submit to you as your queen. To my black man, young and old, please know that you are loved. Sincerely, T. LaShelle. In peace.
You better submit to you.
I love this piece. She know it.
The feel for my
Bang, y'all.
Get it.
I can listen to this on repeat. This is one of those songs.
Yes.
And see, that's the reason why I picked that poem. Because you played that song, I was like, oh my God, yep, I'm doing it.
I could do this.
Oh, God.
I can do this.
Really?
Yeah.
That was beautiful. I was gonna open somebody else's mic, but they're not in queue, so I don't want to, like, because who knows what they might be doing. That was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good that you came on Raw with Rain and Shed. Like, I'm like feeling a wave right now. I'm kind of emotional.
Oh, girl.
Technically, I wanted to just, you know.
Yes.
I got a back channel that said, come through with the voice, heart eye emoji, uplifting a warrior, let me go to war with you. You are loved. Yes.
Mm.
What is that?
Yeah,
girl. He was giving all woman. That's what's up. Definitely.
That was from Smeagol. That was from Smeagol.
Listen, Smeagol's not allowed. This is not from Smeagol because Smeagol is not allowed in
the house.
He's
not here, but I'm relying the message for him.
Are you saying he's standing outside with a boombox? Is that what he's doing?
Is
he standing outside with a boombox? Okay, Saren, okay.
He wants Miss Smeagol to know that he loved that piece. He loved that piece by Miss Smeagol.
You know what? Okay. So before For Real, the public.
Yes, For Real, the poet, the public. For Real, the public.
Can't breathe.
Breathe, baby.
Oh, man. I have tears, literal tears. Larry, For Real,
Larry.
The poet,
yes.
Douglas. Before I bring you in, hold 1 second.
Welcome
about the rain.
To Raw with Rain at Epiphany Radio. Epiphany Radio.
That's one dope station identification. Thank you so much, For Real, the poet Douglas,
nice.
For that. Welcome back to Raw with Rain, Color Me Muse on Epiphany Radio. If you are listening in online, please feel free to call in 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in queue. You have about an hour left before Karen, a.k.a. the Blog Talk Lady, gets really nasty.
Mm-hmm.
She don't like me, so she might take it out on y'all. Just saying.
Yeah, she's a sassy soul.
She's not very nice to me.
Yeah.
So, Larry.
Yes.
How are you this
yes.
evening, my love?
Hello, Rain. How are you?
I'm well, my precious.
I'm
thank you.
I am well too, Sweet Potatoes.
I love that nickname. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. That's why I say it. You know.
Hmm.
If I may, Smeagol sends his love as well to you. I think he calls you the side chick. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Even when Taylor's gonna be upset.
Damn.
So listen, you know what it is.
Not the size.
He can call me what he can call me what he wants to, but it's what I answer to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
He knows exactly what you answer to, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you
I can't help but laugh
called.
At that.
Baby,
I can't help but laugh at that.
Mm-hmm. Lord,
I cannot help but laugh called. At that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you was looking all dapper today. Are you still looking real dapper? Are you smelling real good?
Yes,
what's up?
Yes, I am. I'm feeling good. This is my last night of vacation. I won't allow myself to feel depression. I feel it slipping. No. But I'm going to enjoy these last few hours with you guys. I had a blast. I had a lovely 14 days off, a great birthday celebration. It was beautiful. I'm feeling good, you know. I'm feeling good, darling. And I loved the music interlude before the show started where everybody's singing and stuff. You know what I mean? That was beautiful. It was nice. And I'm loving the show so far.
Thank you. Yeah, I love when they call in here and serenade me. It makes me feel really, really special.
Well,
it was
you
all
should
for me.
Feel
special. It was awesome.
You should feel special, Thunderclapper.
I heard you were singing too, weren't you?
Yes, a little bit. I was like trying to keep it low, trying to blend with it. I couldn't, you know, I heard Miss Pearly kept on getting me off note a little bit there.
I was on you, but I was listening to y'all. That not today.
Just knowing you was on the line with him. Just knowing you was on the line with him.
Wait, you can't listen. You can't be calling the CEO Satan now. Come on now.
I'm calling.
No, you call him that in Philly.
That's what he answers to, though.
We right, what do you
hear?
Okay.
What did she say? What's she saying? She called me what?
No.
Day Satan.
Oh, Satan? Oh, well, you know, she knows when I'm bad, I'm bad. You know, when I'm bad, I'm bad. You know.
As long as whatever you are, you're doing it with your whole heart.
If she keep her hands out my underwear drawer, she wouldn't have need to call me Satan.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So, Larry, what did you bring for us this evening? What did you bring for us this evening, sir?
Okay, well.
Okay, well.
I just dug into my archives. What happened?
You
I missed something.
You know that's an earned gut shot, right?
Okay, listen,
yeah,
we're going to let him do his piece. We're all going to get quiet,
yeah.
And then we're just going to moan and grunt and snap. So, Larry.
For real,
the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, the mic is all yours.
Yeah. Well, thank you, love. I'm glad you got it right this time. All right, the title of this piece is Forever Isn't Long Enough.
Oh.
All right.
Yes. We're ready.
All right. Thank you. Forever isn't long enough. Love, lover, lover of love, seeker, love giver, always in search of a forevermore, that receiver, a keeper, a happily ever after. Forever isn't long enough. Most times it's over once you get to know them, seasonal. Nobody questions the change of seasons yet. We just go with the flow from green the grass to white the snow. Huh. Every day people change. Every day people change. Emotions are also seasonal. You done went from being yesterday's favorite couple, loved by the everyday people, who now take sides, lines undecided, feelings divided. That don't matter, though, because that was between y'all, y'all. Now everyone's involved, yet now both of y'all are single. Love gone. Seasonal. Seasons change, and so do people. Yes, people change too, but where does the love go? Hurt. Hurt leaves its bloody trails on roads like scattered breadcrumbs, footprints in mud for its abandoned victims to follow. a yellow brick road that leads straight into sorrow for love. Lovers, lovers of love, speakers still seeking yet to discover this unseen thing, this four-leafed clover, this big-footed Loch Ness monster shit. If you ever find one, take that selfie with a leprechaun and send it to me. Make me a believer. All that shit is fictitious. Love and all those motherfuckers are just imaginary things dreamt up by some dreamer whose reality is made up of fairy tales. See, I was that sleeper who dreamt of love everlasting and things, 'cause in my dreams I knew that I could keep her, that our love would remain. But when the alarm clock went off, wide awake, wide-eyed and awake, she and love were gone. Seasons change. Seasons changed, and the hurt from the fairy's tale remains. The magic's gone, sprinkled over with pixie dust. But shit is still shit, covered over, covered up, and stench still reeks. Its stench still reeks, no matter how much perfume you put on it. Well, I kissed that frog, and she stayed the frog, after wishing on a star and praying to God and wondering about, like, some tinned band missing inner parts. Open, unguarded heart was my gift to her, but lovers of love never learn. It was the same gift that was offered, given with love to the one before her. Love has an expiration date, and forever ain't long enough. Long enough ain't forever. Forever ain't long enough. However, however, seasons change, and dreamers dream, and sleepers wake up and find themselves right. Love. 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 Lovers of love. Love seekers, love lovers, love seekers, seekers of love, always in love forever, but forever just ain't long enough, for real.
Damn.
For real, the poet.
Baby. Mm.
That was...
Dope, baby, dope stuff, man.
That was so, yeah. I need that to not be the last time you spit that piece, because I really love that piece, except for the leprechaun part, because that's too much tongue mouth. The Smeagol, that's what I thought about with Smeagol. So
oh, you thought about
Jesus.
What?
He is not a leprechaun. He takes.
I know, but he looked like something. But I have a song for you, and this is because you are always vibrating higher, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
This rhythm.
Maxwell all day too.
All day, every day.
Right.
But that was for you, Larry, because I know you stay vibrating high.
Thank you, love. Thank you, love. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Are you feeling the good energy, the good juju?
Yes, I is. Yes, I is. And it feels
good.
Great. It feels good.
Good. Well, thank you for that amazing piece. As always, would you like to tell us what you have going on?
Hey, well, next Monday, right here at Epiphany, it'll be the Soul Cafe with myself, Miss Pearly Negra, Van, a.k.a. Poetics, and on the guitar in the background will be the sensual, essentially, Janice. Shababy, and open mic and pick up your pen. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to be doing. And that's that piece.
And that's that piece. Thank you so much. I do love some pickup. I do love to pick up the pen because it challenges me because that is not how I write, sir. So I always enjoy it when I can do it.
Yeah, you did good. You did good the last time, but I think you cheated a little bit, though.
I don't ever cheat. I don't even know how to cheat. T, sis, are you still there?
Yes, I'm
yeah,
here, but David
might
be talking shit, too.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
well,
go ahead. How you doing, co-host?
Rain Davis says, shut up.
Who did?
Mr. Metaphoria.
He know where to find me.
No,
because
he's sitting here calling me right now while I'm sitting here trying to be on here with y'all. He played too much.
Well, listen, tell him you busy, and he should be on here sharing a piece. Tell him you got to go.
I know,
I need you. Listen,
he said you better be on here sharing a piece.
Sis, I don't care what he said. Tell him he got something to say to me. He knows where I'm at. So, listen, I would like for you to share with your Tiffany universe what you have going on. Hello?
Duly noted.
Did you hear what I said? Listen, tell him to shut up, and I need you to tell the Epiphany universe what you have going on. And I'm going to get with Mr. Metaphoria in the background. Tell him whatever. So go right ahead. Tell us what you you have going on, please. I don't care what he has to say, sis. Tell us what you got going on, the long stroke. What you got going on IE Radio.
I had to make him shut up because he was talking.
Listen, you have to. You just got to. You see how I'm not impressed right now with him, right? So, yeah.
All right. So here in a little bit, I'm going to have to, go ahead and switch personas and stuff like that, go from T. Lachelle to Dane Devereaux and go ahead and give you guys a long stroke. Tonight is Monday night, and Mondays need love, too. You know how after the weekend and stuff like that we get bummed out on Mondays? I bring the love back. So if you guys want to tune in, hey, right after this show, y'all probably be, an hour after, but I'll be there waiting for you guys. Go ahead and join me.
Thank you so much. Now you can go mute yourself if you.
Mm-hmm. Shmeagol loves the long stroke.
The long stroke?
Yes, stroke. The long stroke.
Something's telling me that Shmeagol won't make the long stroke.
Oh, this is why this is my sister right here. She knows just what to say. And that is that piece.
No, that is that piece.
Sis, I don't think I've ever heard anyone shut him down like that. He was speechless right now. He was just speechless.
No, I just missed it. I didn't hear it.
She said, I'm going to let her repeat it, and then I'm going to bring in our next caller.
Yeah,
sis, would you like to tell him?
Yes, yeah, say it to my face.
I said Smeagol wouldn't be able to do the long stroke.
Oh, my.
He can't get me on the long stroke, baby. So.
Hey, well, you know what? Smeagol got something called the bunny hop. You don't need to be long.
Okay. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring in our next caller now. Y'all be on your best behavior. Thank you so much for sharing with us what you got going on, since we always love the long stroke, and we will be tuning in later. Thank you so much. So I'm going to go to our next caller. I'm not sure 100% who this might be, so I'm just going to open the mic. 832-666. Your mic is open. Who do we have on the line? 832-666. What do we have on the call? Are you with us? Are you muted? Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, my bad. I was muted. My bad. I'm sorry. You found me. I got there tonight.
It's all good. Listen, we got entertainment over here. They're singing the Jeopardy song for you. Who do we have on the mic?
Yeah, I know. I see you came with the Jeopardy. I appreciate that.
What do we have on the mic?
Family, man. Oh, this is Aziz for pulmonology.
Hey, Aziz.
I mean, no lying. What's your
Yeah, it's Fleet. It's Fleet. Fleetwood. My mama named me Fleet. Fleet.
That's so funny. Well, we appreciate you coming through. I hope you've been enjoying it. We appreciate your patience while we got Smeagol in here.
Listen, man, y'all been here cloudy. I've been loving it. I've been having a blast.
Well, welcome to the party.
Shout out to everybody, all of the Epiphany family, man. I see the fellas in here representing, you know. I got a band up in here. We got my boy Real up in here. So shout out to the fellas of Epiphany.
Baby. What's up, bro?
Yeah.
Going to open his mic after we get done singing.
Man, see, that's why I feel left out. See, don't start me on that shit. Don't start me on that leaving out shit.
No, I'll go.
I'll do. Don't you start that shit. Damn it.
I'm sorry. Had I known who 832 was, I'd have brought you in earlier, and we could have had a whole party. I apologize.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring
everybody else
that knows telephone numbers.
I'm the one that no singing should ever be done without. That's who I am.
Yes. There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, they arguing in the Senate right now. They're trying to pass it in the Senate.
But
a couple of them punk-ass Republicans trying to hold up the bill. But they're trying to get it passed in the Senate.
Exactly.
I'm officially in the know. And I appreciate you calling in to Raw with Rain. We are
going
to step back because, you know, we like to party over here. We are going to step back and give you the mic and let you do what it is that you do, sir.
I appreciate that.
The mic is yours. Absolutely.
All right. This is a new piece. This is untitled. I actually just literally finished it. We communicate through kinetic relay. My shape takes form, and the display is torpedo. Through the day, our hieroglyphic wordplay spreads, a language made for us described as libido. Perhaps to those hot incognito innuendos that inundates my inbox, your impatience makes me impatient and unlocks this hard knock that wants to bedrock that body like my name is Bam Bam Flintstone, making a headboard knock, killing it like dead gone. And when I throw this third leg strong, you can have it engraved on that kitty's headstone. Text to my cell phone's got me at your home fast, like one time when the homie set off the shot spotter. Dick stiff as a stick and welly grip as if to say Donata. I just need to lick on that candy first before I beat that thing like a piñata. We got our we get our action in and your reaction when I slap my package in, makes my spirit feel like I got Sam Jackson in, metaphorically, so don't let that scare you, but this pump diction got me in your ear like, say what again, motherfucker, I double dog dare you. My imagination contains creative copulation, a sensation missing from your conversation with those former guys. I one, two, step in, slide in, immediately I recognize I must be rare between those thighs. Staring cause I thrive off the look of surprise when I introduce the size inside. You were once denied cause that other weak-ass stride is predictable as the sunrise. Man, I tell you, niggas are flies. My age is too dated for me to be less innovative than when my pureness was first taken by an aggressive, more experienced salt and pepper earring draping maiden, mistaken about what you created. I had only masturbated. Now I get elated and chase it just to taste it. I mean, I love my chocolate, but by the time this is over, I want to be certified pussy wasted. I don't play with any opportunity to inject you with every inch of sex that I can possibly stretch. Rhythmic stroking you to the beat of the mix. Who we be, I think off album number 3. I'll be raspy with my strokes when I hit it. X steady playing in my head, so I'm in it like did it. Ooh, or some motherland bongos. Give that treasure in African Wakanda warrior style tune up and lay down the law between your walls like I'm Prince Hakeem. Next up to rule your sacred land of Zamunda. This is an explanation of an elder statesman. Cadence is made for creating a female ejaculation during procreation. 9 to 5 with the penetration, even overtime. And yes, I do mind sharing workstations because this is classified information. It ain't made for trading. I've been waiting to get those Christian Louis on your feet in the air both at the same time. White men can't jump, but tonight they got hang time. Tribe of Shaka when I slang mines. I stay on your mind, because when I'm on my grind, our chemistry lingers and looms, because I climb all in it like Peter Parker through the city when you're wearing this costume. And that's my drip.
I think my favorite line was the line about the classified information was my favorite line in that piece. That was dope.
Yeah. Hey, that's what we're talking about. The poem analogy is completed. Damn.
Hey,
did he go from Bell down to Prince Hakeem?
I feel like this where it's at now. This is where he done shifted. He done shifted the mood. This is where we shift. Hey, we appreciate you coming through for real. Absolutely.
Not for real, like for real the poet, but like for real.
For real. Absolutely. But, sir, why don't you tell us what you have going on in your world?
Over on Drift the Mic, let's see, I have our next poetry show is Thursday, the Culture Lounge. We have that going on Thursday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, right before, it's a two-hour show, right before the Epiphany Hour starts. So it's a good show to come get your warm-up on. Now, the day before that, on Wednesday, we have a new show, Adam and Eve Show, and it's just drama. We got somebody named Adam, we got a host named Eve, and they just go away. They bring up the subjects that are going on social media right now or like the hot topics. You know, we talk about everything from R. Kelly to Dave Chappelle you call in and you just give your opinion. Ain't no holds barred. This is where you come bear it all. And, that's on the Drift the Mic Network.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So we definitely appreciate you coming through. We'll come through and check you out over there. We're going to leave your mic open unless you prefer for it to be muted. And we just like to share and show front, mute, whatever.
All right. I can mute it.
Okay.
No doubt.
All right.
All right. For sure. All right. One love, family.
One love. All right. Well, y'all. Van, Mr. Poetic, station manager, would you like to give us the Epiphany rundown?
It will
like
be my pleasure.
No one else can. Like, no one else can do it like you do it. Matter of fact, hold on. No one else can do it like you do it.
Oh, I like it.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, join the Epiphany
Radio Universe tomorrow night for Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's going to be the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night's Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then next Monday night, as you heard the CEO himself, it will be the Soul Cafe with, for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice running the event page, La Pearl La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Rain, back to you.
Thank you so, so very much for that. This is an amazing, amazing network of amazing poetry, and we have some pretty dope ass hosts. And it's a pleasure to be amongst you all, beautiful people. For those of you that are listening online, if you want to get in the queue, please call 319-527-6300. You have about 30 minutes left, 34 minutes to be exact. Please call in, and we will get you in on queue. Press 1, and I'm going to open the next caller. If you are in queue and you would like to spit, please press 1. Next up on the mic is none other than the man of many shows, Mr. Mojave. Havrux, King Drip, he goes by many names as well.
My. Is my mic over? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I mean, is your mic open? Because everybody else mic open. Good evening, Mojave. How are you this evening, Mojave? I'm going to be extra special nice to you because you say I give you a hard time. Good evening, Mojave. Happy Monday, Mojave.
You know what?
What's up, Mojave?
I have a feeling you're about to tell me.
You know what? You're right. Fantastic.
Are you enjoying the show thus far, Mojave?
Oh, no, the show is fantastic. It's great.
I mean, I know you were doing 19 things while you were listening, but I don't know if you got a chance to listen to much of it. So. I'm sorry. Wait.
I am doing three things.
I can't help it.
I thank you for inviting me out. It's okay. Thanks for doing
I have a feeling that whatever you brought for us tonight is going to be along the same lines as Aziz. Am I right or am I wrong?
Maybe not. Hey, Aziz.
Okay.
How are you?
Muted.
What's up, good brother? How you doing?
What's happening? What's going on there,
oh,
big
man.
Guy?
Oh, not a whole lot, my brother. How you doing this evening?
I feel like, man, I ain't see you a month of Sundays. What's going on there, buddy?
Okay, listen, Mojave.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he got a phone. I'm sure he got a phone. Y'all can you can catch up on the back channel.
You
know about the back channel.
He does not pick up his phone.
Aziz, no disrespect. I have to keep him. I have to keep him in check because he'll go like he'll turn this into one of his. He'll make this one of his other shows. Like he'll turn it into what another Mojave show. I don't know.
I understand. It's understood.
Somebody else, but you got to say it to me.
Everybody else coming here with some act right, except for David. David, the only one that don't have no act right.
Wait. You know, I have to be nice to him because he said I gave him a hard time. I
can't help it. I'm sorry. I have to give you a hard
time. Slapping people in their face.
Oh,
here, there you go. It was three stitches, man. I was
no
Larry
Ed Curly.
What the hell?
I asked you if your piece was going to be along the same lines as Aziz, and then you turned that into an invitation to have a personal conversation with Aziz on air. I'm just saying.
Okay, I understand. because every time I see Aziz speaking Ivan Drago, I will break you. He can't.
You know what?
See, this is what happens. Listen, y'all. So to all the listeners, this is what happens on Raw with Rain. It's just raw conversation, and this is what we do. We just go with the flow.
I just say for the record, all of the pulmonologist pieces, they bend over.
Oh, you talking about that meme that you posted earlier? Okay, Mahavi, I'm gonna need you to get your own material.
Mahavi,
somebody needs to get some lungs.
Raw with Rain, Color Me Muse, AKA Mahavi's other show. Okay. Mahavi, we are so excited to have you here with us this evening, and we are elated and on the edge of our seats to hear what it is that you brought for us this evening.
Oh, man, listen. Okay. Fine. Let me see what I got.
All of our mics are open. You will hear us grunting and moaning and all of that. Snapping fingers all while you're doing your piece.
I'm go and listen. You trying to put undue pressure on me? That's not cool. Hold on. I gotta make sure. Hold on. One second.
Wait. King Drip, the one that's the king of doing open mics up in New York, is over here talking about undue pressure because I said that mics are open.
Wait, I had to make sure the music was right. So you know. Listen, I'm trying to stand. Listen, all right, fine. Here we go. We're gonna try this out one more game. He's questioning my drippage. All right, let's try it.
The mic is yours.
Y'all get that right? Too loud?
Turn up a little bit.
No.
Just a bit. All right, is that better?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a smile? She makes me open up the deepest parts of me, willing to accept the energy and the sunshine. So kind. You shifted my energy because you connected me quickly, play with my energy, absorb me, return to me. And this is a hard thing to do. You called out the places in me that breathed fire, the spirit lit me aflame, and you were on me and around me, moved me in a way all too familiar, even mimicking me by laying down and touching me through energy. Your smile makes my eyes dance. This romance of hips gyrate and pound, the wet skin of getting down. I digress. I stand before you naked, unashamed, letting the flame of this moment become full of passion, hair locked, beard knotty, Buddha belly, stretch marks to catch parts of scars and accidents of cars, but the body is willing. I'm willing and wanting. Your smell haunts me. The taste of your lips when offered is sweeter than dulce, like candy. Don't push me up. Make me push you up against the wall and take kisses from your face. Let me grace you gently. Fill my eyelashes against your cheeks like angel wings. Let me steal seduction from your neck. Squeeze your middle while I fiddle your lips on shoulder blade. Let me wade in your aura, the person's essence of flora, the scent of our fauna, the back of your neck needs just as much as the scent of parts of you. The heat in this air is sticky, but my hands feel like glue. They cannot leave and weave in between sweat, skin, fabric, skin, the tragic circumstances of some man didn't understand your magic. Fucks you like a set list, and it's over quickly before you can make a wish. Your true beauty is on the inside, manifests on the outside, the filament of amazing, the spirit electric, radiating and emanating intelligence that makes you salivate the taste of intelligence, the physical pace, without the weight, the DM text, the mindset, the way I can hear you smile on the line, the way the sunshine exhibits your fine, the way you spit those poems line by line, have me wanting to learn how to love you, to matrimony your bond. You feel like peace, serene, the sound of tip darkness, pitch black and sleep, warm skin growing wet with perspiration. This is just my perspective of sensual imagination. Poem.
Mm. to everybody that I muted your lines. I was just trying to find out where the background noise was coming from. That was everything. Wait, whose line was it coming from?
It was Mojave's line.
Was it? Was Mojave's line? Mojave, were you making your own noise?
Then I'm going to fight you because I know it was you. I heard you. In the background.
What are you talking about, Mojave? What are you talking about?
You always sit there. Listen, you always talk about this. This is the problem right now.
Listen. I'm surprised you heard me say that with all that noise coming from the background of the phone. I'm surprised you heard anything.
Dope piece, bro.
Dope piece. There was some extra instrumentals. Throw it right in.
Hey. Oh, this is my cool sound.
You
going to
do this? You going to do this?
That's the vibe I got from that. That's what I heard. Is that what y'all heard?
Hey, lady, must it be my long reason? A lifetime, I'll be there.
Now any other day, I will play it cool.
All right.
Yeah.
So I want to let, as much as I would love to play that out, I got a couple more callers, and I'm just saying, for those of you that have not pressed one, you might want to press one. I wouldn't wait to press one. Might want to press one. All right, so next up on the mic, we have King Faye. Good evening, sir.
Hey, what's going on, people?
King Faye.
What's up?
Good, sir. Good.
What up?
Appreciate you calling in. Yeah, so how we do it over here, I did not do it on the last show, but how I normally do it is as I bring poets on the mic, we leave the mics open so that they can grunt and show appreciation for the piece during the piece. And unless they request to be muted, and that kind of gives an open mic vibe. That's what we try to do over here, the open mic vibe, online. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't with the feedback. So we just try to go with the flow and do our best with it. So hopefully you've been enjoying it. And as you can tell, it's like we're having a party.
Indeed. It does seem like a party, and I am enjoying it. You know, it's definitely a new vibe.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm sorry, I missed what you said there.
I said I was cracking up over here at the music break, everybody singing along and whatnot.
Yeah, we do love some music over here on Epiphany. We're all music lovers, so we kind of incorporate it, but... sir, with I'm looking at the time, and we got a few people that had just called in, so you're definitely not stretched for time, but I would love to hear what it is that you brought for us this evening.
I had to dig up this piece right here called Her Naked Expression, whenever y'all ready.
We're ready when you are, and I'm excited to hear this. I love the title already. The mic is yours.
I do love your naked expression. giving off that feeling of absorbing my soul, my thoughts, my own expression, as I gaze and notice the rest of your fall, from your hair flowing in the wind to your beautiful eyes, then to your nicely shaped nose, down to those full, red, inviting, luscious lips. I can imagine a cool drip of water that drips from those lips to the curve of your chin, now down to your neck, feeling like I can't believe I'm jealous of a drip. Focusing on your shoulders, your arms and hands, similar to forming a work of art as they connect. Those so delicious breasts, down to the nipples and curves, your abs and hips, back to your center as I observe your belly button. Know you have no lint. Clean, sweet, and inviting for a lick. Loving the alignment of your back down to your butt as an expression of kissing one's ass I only would take literally with you. As I observe the shape of those well-toned cheeks, continuing my journey on your body by my vision, the portion is zibbling a V, the best letter in the alphabet made real lies to me. As the scenery became intriguing, observing your open peach, somewhat wet with a few moderate drips, I can only imagine the flavor that those lips emit, connecting to those inner thighs, giving off that motivation and drive, down to your beautiful knees and lovely calves, to your petite ankles, ending with your angelic feet. No, I'm not much of a footman, but looking at you is one hell of a treat. I haven't even touched you yet, and you have my emotions at their peak. That's 2016, and that's always from DSR all damn day.
A lot of licking going on in that scene.
This is what I feel about this
piece. I gotta be real with you, baby.
Oh,
man. That's what you That's my response to that piece, sir.
Yeah.
Hey.
What makes your song? What makes
sir, absolutely. So thank you so much for that piece. That was sexy. Yeah, I love how you brought that home. Thank you so much. And unlike last week, I am going to give you space and room for you to tell us what you got going on in your universe.
Well, first, I'm going to say welcome and thanks for the feedback from my piece. Right now, we're on a two-week hiatus. DSR is taking a break. When we come back, Mr. Boston will do his thing on DSR's full-purpose pens. Let's be on the lookout for those DSR promotions.
All right, yeah, breaks are much needed, so I'm glad that you all are taking that break, and I appreciate you coming through and sharing with us. Absolutely, I love the piece, and well, you heard the song. If I can respond with a song, then you already know that I was moved, so thank you, sir. There is a little bit of feedback coming through from your line, so if you wouldn't mind, I am going to mute your line. And we just appreciate you coming through, and we hope that you come through next time on Raw with Rain.
I will do, and appreciate y'all having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for hanging out and hanging on for so long. We appreciate you. All right. So next up on the mic is Epiphany's one and only, the other half of the Get Down, J-Rod, the Wise Son. Good evening, beloved.
Well, good evening, and good evening.
Hey, J-Rod.
What's happening, family? How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good, bro. How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Being on your show gives me something else to think about, so I'm okay. After I hang up, I have something different.
Wait, what happened? We're having a little bit of problems hearing you. Is it?
I said, as long as I'm on the show, I don't have a whole lot on my mind. It's when I get off the phone is when I'll have things to think about. So right now, I'm pretty good.
Well, good. We're always here. I'm glad that you're here, so I can definitely get that music and poetry. It's a good distraction, right?
It always is. Yo, is that my cousin?
Yeah.
Man,
up,
how you doing,
bro?
Family?
How you doing, bro? I'm good, bro. How you about yourself, man?
We got to talk, bro.
Yes,
got
sir.
A couple of
yes,
things
sir.
Happening that's got a couple of things happening, bro.
All right. Get with me, bro. Get with me.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, you got a whole lot of cousins.
Yeah.
Real quick,
it's a Robinson thing.
Robinson thing.
Real quick, I just want to say good night to T. Thank you for coming through, sis, and helping me out over here on this side. We appreciate
you,
sis.
No
worries. Have a great show.
Good night.
Send some of that long stroke over here. I'm just saying. All right.
I love this.
Love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Good night, sis. Love you guys. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Peace.
Shaboring.
All right. So, before you get started on your piece, would you like to share with us what you have coming up? And we look forward to hearing what you brought for us.
I'm gonna try to play you a song
that's gonna uplift you. Go ahead.
Everyone within the sound of my voice, kindly do me a favor. If you love what Van Meadows and J-Rob brings to the table poetically, do not miss this Thursday night. Trust when I tell you, this is going to be something to kick off your holiday season in a way that you did not believe. And for the next 4 weeks, it's going to be a different flavor of poetry that everyone's bringing. When we say stretch your pens, this show kicks that off. So trust Thursday night, 9 p.m., The Get Down, Van Meadows, John Robinson, Poetic J-Rob. This one's going to be one for the books. Trust when I tell you.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be there with bells on.
I like to be wear bells.
I'm like five episodes behind on my prompts, but I'm going to get with it. I promise y'all.
It happens.
J-Rob. What did you bring for us this evening, love? Good to hear your voice, by the way. Okay, you always got something.
Yeah, I got something in my pocket called witchcraft. So I missed Halloween, so I figured I could drop this one in.
All right, well, we're here for it. The mic is yours.
Let me do like my hobby did.
Hey.
Being around you
already
is like having someone cast spells in my frontal lobe that keeps me in a trance, in a constant state of euphoria that's just about at the tipping point of an orgasmic release without ever being touched. It's like that feeling that you get just before the orgasm is about to hit, except you feel it constantly, without ever it coming to fruition. And even though the orgasm never comes, the euphoria stays. It continues to be the third party in this never-ending experiment called us. And yet, every time I wake up in my bed, the spell seems to wear off. Until I see you again, or I'm around you again, and then I'm caught up in your spell again, and I just can't say no to you or that devilish grin. I want to yell, but I'm caught up in your spell willingly, and you just seem to be all I ever want to kiss, lick, taste, moan, pray, beg, give me you.
Oh.
Caught up. And I constantly and never shamelessly ask you to willfully submit to me and share bliss of your witchcraft, because I want your moans to taste like the hard-covered candy that I crave, and I want to wish for this spell to be cast upon me and never leave me again, so that it'll leave me hypnotized and mesmerized by your bliss that tastes just like you, over and over and over and over again. I am so enthralled with your witchcraft, and I willfully submit to all that you bring. Poem.
That's
my brother.
Listen.
That's what I'm talking about.
And the music, there oh was, my God.
There was so many lines that I just wanted him to repeat, but I would.
Lord, I got to get myself together.
Father, that was absolutely, that was sexy as hell, quite honestly.
So much.
Thank you thank you for that. Like, I'm almost speechless over here. Like, I feel like this is where I need to have a co-host, like a for real, like, you know, you hand it over to them. Like, you're like, could you tell them what you think?
Right.
Yeah, for real. Come through. Come through. Oh my God.
Hey,
I don't even know what to say right now.
I thought it was just like, you know, well written. That thing was dope as shit. It went well with the music. It had that Renaissance flavor to it. Hey, brother, I love that, man. That was magnificent.
And this is why J-Rob sold my poetry.
Yeah. So, J-Rob, as much as I hate to do this, I have some last-minute callers that are calling in here and pressing one. Oh, no, we're good. We don't have to. We got overtime. I keep forgetting we're good. So go ahead. Y'all, love, flowers. Flowers.
I'm impressed.
Feel some kind of way.
That's my bro. That's my bro.
You know what? I think that this is probably the most, this is the most erotic. I don't know that it was the sexiest piece I've heard from you. Now, I don't know, you might have some other ones, I'm sure, in your pocket. But this had that. Okay, I'm still speechless.
That's that great line.
A lot of sexuality in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, but
kind of way.
And the piece is called Open the Door.
Wait, what just happened? What just happened?
Mojave? Mojave.
That's your cousin. J-Rob, that's Javi. Your cousin. That's your cousin.
If he just says yes, he'll understand. Mojave?
Yes.
Wow. I have a feeling that this is like a really, really... That is an inside joke.
Where did you get that from?
Open the door. Inside joke.
That was priceless. Y'all are crazy.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
So let me say real quick, for anybody that's listening in online that has not yet called in, that would like to call in and get on the mic, you have about 5-6 minutes. 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in queue. Oh, you know what?
Thank you all for this time. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for all of that.
and for the laughs. And I hope that you hang out here until you feel better. How about that?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick around for a minute. That's cool.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear. Thank you, love.
I was able to make my mommy laugh, so that's a good look.
It is a good look. I agree. That's a good look. He doesn't like me because I give him a hard time. I'm going to play this real quick, and then I'll bring in the next caller.
This is From Real to Poet, and you're at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio.
All right. Thank you, J-Rob. We appreciate you, love. Would you like for me to leave your mic open or would you like it closed?
Nah, you can keep it open.
Okay. All right. Next up on the mic, we have Just J. Good evening,
sorry,
sir. Welcome to Robert Train. How are you this evening?
Me
I'm
okay,
sorry?
Yeah.
J.
What's going on with GSP?
Man.
Hey, man.
Oh,
where you going
cool.
with that one?
Yeah,
hey,
man.
I see
yeah,
me running across
yeah,
the street trying
like,
to scurry to the bumper plug. I'm
listen,
sorry.
Listen.
Yeah,
let
man.
Me tell you. Just Jay, how you doing this evening? Welcome to Raw with Rain.
And you had to reintroduce yourself. I see you.
I have to,
you had to get control.
Yeah. Listen, people be calling me here. I got all the hosts on the show. I got them all here. So they be like carrying over. So anyway, sir, how are you this
oh, you
evening?
Got the
how
squad,
you feeling?
You?
Happy Monday.
Yeah,
you know, I keep the mics open. So we are just one big happy family over here. How you feeling this evening? Happy Monday.
Hey, I appreciate that. I haven't got a happy Monday all today.
Oh, there you go. I'm here for it. It's 9 o'clock my time. What time is it your time?
It is 9:56.
Okay, so you Central time. Okay, well, it's before the day is over, so that's good. What did you bring for us tonight, sir?
I got. How's everybody doing before I go into my piece?
Oh, good. Okay. Shadangle.
Hey, is that Mojave?
No, that was for real. But I'm sure Mojave was in there somewhere.
Shadangle. I thought he said that. Hey, I came in on Mojave's piece. I like that. I like that a lot.
Mojave dipped. Mojave doing like 19,000 things. So Mojave gone. So what do you have for us?
I have war and I have love.
I'm here for the love. See?
All right. You missed out on the great piece stuff.
I mean, listen, you got a whole week ahead of you for shows to share it on, except for Wednesday. You can't share it on Wednesday.
10-4.
That's the love zone.
All right.
The mic is yours, sir, whenever you're ready.
Throughout the ages, battle lines have been drawn on chess. With plans of winning minds and hearts. For our admission as gladiators, we bear ourselves naked to become combatants in this skewed game of thug and loss. As we pay good, hard life to mount cold, lifeless horses, advance the cavalry as we hold tight to this murderous merry-go-round called love. And this love slings lovers from the top of its precipice to the depths of living death. A headspace where all color is void, stripped from life. And our hearts turn to enemy, punish our bodies relentlessly in the most inhuman manner. As if we were never one. Maybe because we chose with not with our minds, but from the steep heap of wantings and shortcomings, as we stand in disbelief, marveling at the outcomes and consequences. Consequences that seek to forever mar our once simple view of true love. Once thought unbinding, now lost in the folds of regret and sorrow, unyielding to the umpteenth degree. My moans are muted, my arms lopped at the shoulders. How do I tell you when the fog of war clouds my recollections? My memories polluted from the foul stench of my own burning heart, emitting from the center of my desolation. As I unabashedly cry out to God to deliver me from me, of this trap of my own machinations, beleaguered exacerbations, palpitations, please wring this heart out like a soaked sponge. Lord, I thought I knew depths, and now I fear what I do not know, more than what I thought what was respectful just before. I thank you for making me to live, even if it's against my own will, because I would have tied an anchor to my ankle and dove into the deepest abyss days ago. Now my ability to see does not extend past this moment on an ocean of pain, battered by its waves unceasingly and in increasing frequency. My ego, that was a towering monolith, covered in senseless hieroglyphs, my mind stripped of its defenses, elaborate insecurities. Why, when I am defenseless, am I truly free to see that that was always meant for me to see? Fighting for the spoils of war, when fighting blind, it's me battling me. Boom.
Oh, wow.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was. It was really nice and not what I expected. So I enjoyed that, Jess J. Thank you for that.
Oh, no problem at all.
Bro. Deep peace, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
So I'll be listening for War later on this week.
All right. Appreciate you.
On another show. All right.
That's
so
for real,
thank you so much.
For real.
Looks like he is.
Yo, yo, yo. What it do?
Man, how you doing, brother?
What it do, bro? Dope piece, bro. All
right. Tell me something bad about it.
One love, man. I'll tell you next Monday how I feel about it.
All right. Bro, all right. I'm going to hold you to that, too, man. Because the other way too easy for you.
All right. I got you.
All right. All right, Jess J, thank you so much. And if you don't mind, I'm going to mute your mic only because there's a little bit of feedback coming through.
Gotcha.
So I definitely appreciate you coming through. Thank you so much.
All right, Epiphany family, y'all take care.
You too.
One love.
One love. One
love. One love.
Easy.
All right. So we have one more caller in queue. I'm not sure who it is, so we're going to open the mic. 815-727, your mic is open. Who do we have on the mic?
Gina Storm.
It's Gina Storm calling from the backbone.
Listen, I was going to say, listen, I thought 815 was you, but it's not the 815 that I have for you. So you're going to have to stop doing that to me.
The backbone.
Like, you be switching it up on me. Like, you be trying to keep me on my toes and stuff.
Sometimes I'm doing the most, and right now I have been.
Okay, well, all right. You're forgiven. Hey, Gina.
What's going
on, Gina?
Who was going to die on me?
What's up, Gina?
I host a show, and then I have a new show. I did a music mix show tonight. A friend of mine is a DJ, and he wanted me to, like, you know, moderate the room and welcome all the people for coming in and listening. And I'm like, okay, well, I gotta get to Epiphany before overtime. So this y'all my third mic tonight. And all I can say is happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday to you.
Glad to be here.
But that is definitely, it runs in the family, don't it?
Yeah, it do. I mean, no, if
you know,
we're not doing
just,
most,
just,
then apparently we're not doing the most, then we're not doing a...
Yeah, T was just over here. She was hanging out with us. She actually spit a piece earlier, you know. So, but listen, are you freestyling tonight, or are you reading a piece?
I don't know. Do you have a topic, or is it just an open mic?
No, it's just an open mic. You can do
what
it is.
Can I speak before she make that decision? Can I speak before she make that decision?
Oh, God, here we go.
I mean, wait.
Look, here we go. I already know.
Freestyling. Freestyling.
He wouldn't have it any other way, so of course freestyling.
Nah,
but that
yeah.
For a minute.
I mean, but listen, this is Raw with Rain, though, right?
This is what I'm going to do.
I mean,
and it becomes your show,
saying,
and everybody else
listen,
is over here doing that thing.
I am just saying. It is Raw with Rain, right? Yeah. Color me muse, right? Color me muse.
So what she said.
Oh.
But I understand that request has been made. So I will.
You don't know
why
I
was
going to
say. It's up to. Listen, I'm here for all of it. I just wanted, you know.
Right.
Like, I'm just saying that. I just wanted to have some say. Like,
Lady KRS
won't
try me.
You know.
Oh, no, I know better. I'm ready for on that.
Okay.
So, Rain, this is what we're going to do. You can pick a word or a letter, and I will freestyle, and I will use the words. I will use words that start with that letter as many times as possible before I say in peace, and give me a word.
Wait.
Again, same thing.
You said
a word or a letter.
This is why she's
waiting
for
a word or a
letter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, wait. Hold on. I got instructions here. I gotta do what I can do. So, hold one. Let me see. I'm going to give you one of my favorite words.
Okay.
Gutter.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Guttural.
That's what I thought you said. Okay. I'm going to have to get real creative on this one. Okay. Go.
I'm ready.
I've been accepting these challenges recently because I'm trying to push myself as a spoken word freestyle artist. As a pulmonologist calls me Lady KRS-One, and I take that as a compliment, and I don't ever want to come down. But it felt like it was just the biggest deal that had ever been put in my crown. I have been compared to lots of other people previously, but Lady KRS-One was the one that did it for me. So the reality is this. I could be the indoor voice that I use all the time when I'm on a mic, of course, but sometimes I got to get deep inside myself and dig. So the sound that comes out seems like it's from some place of pain, like it's hurting me even to speak these words, like there's a vice that's squeezing my brain. I feel like my ears are being clogged and my eyes are going to be popped out the sockets because I have to use a voice that's more guttural because Rain said that I oughta. So here I am just letting you know that it can be a possibility for me to stretch myself in any way or capacity that I need to be as long as I'm not spreading myself too thin. I don't mind going far and wide, reaching out to all the ears and eyes, the people who need and hear some positivity in their lives. But if I start to cuss you out, I would do it from your crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And the words that I use, there cannot be any compete. I will make some up along the way. I will say things that will make you cry immediately. And the tones that I use will be guttural, because I won't care if it sounds like it's nice. I won't be a lady, and I will tell you again, don't try me. I love when people do. I'm to try Jesus, not because I fight, but I don't have to put up my dukes. I don't have to give you that overhand or uppercut. No, see, I'm a southpaw and a righty. So if I'm going to hit you, I'm going to do it from up, down, every side, upside down and sideways. And when you come to, because I'm going to knock you out, you're going to remember that that was something guttural that I had to do. See, you made me go hood on you. I'm a Christian and a thug. I fight for Jesus and my family, so I know I'm good. I'm not mad at myself, and any time when somebody pushes my button, it makes me self-satisfy myself. The reality is this, all I can do is my best, so I'm not going to half-ass anything. I'm going to put my whole ass in it. And what I'm going to do when I'm on mic and I've given a letter or a word is make you feel like I did all right. So guttural was the word that was given to me. I couldn't use it all the time as many times as I wanted to, because I'll be honest with you, there's some kind of softness inside of me. But guttural is an option, so please do not try me. I will bring it to you left, right, and side to side, and you'll be wondering who did this. Maybe you'll be thinking that there were other people who were involved in this. They would think like you got jumped by a whole gang, but it was just me doing my thing. I can be nice and I can be nasty. I can be sweet and I can be sassy. I can be literal, sometimes subliminal. But this evening, I had to be guttural. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Yo.
It was the performance.
Yo.
It was the performance.
Yo.
Of
yo.
Hi, Gina.
Gina, you performed. You performed in guttural. You didn't just use the word. You performed in guttural.
If anybody questioned why I nicknamed her Lady KRS-One, you shouldn't have any more questions after that. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
that's what she reminded me of when she freestyled. Man, come on. Are you right, bro? You shouldn't have no more questions after that. None.
That was dope. That was dope.
Do understand, I have to do this. It's not an option. It's a requirement. I have to do this.
Yeah. We would have some words had you tried to escape with that.
Yeah.
See? That was crazy.
I'm so glad that you made your way over here, though.
My whole thing is I always watch the time. Like, every time I'm on a mic, like, I had to leave my first mic 3 minutes before they ended to be on time to my second mic. And then as soon as that mic ended, I came here and remembered to raise my hand. So, yeah, I was here for it.
I'm
muted myself when you called my area code.
That's the first in the history of me knowing Gina Storm, her already being unmuted. I've never experienced that.
Right.
I'm trending. I did it at the Inspiration Factory last night. That's a real thing.
Oh, whoa. Two in a row? I don't believe it. If I do three in a row,
everybody, I don't even know what's going to happen.
But
it'll probably be the apocalypse.
I'm about to believe it.
I'm going to have to skip a day.
Twice in a row.
Thank y'all so much. I love Monday.
Skip a day.
You got to crawl before you walk.
Well, I don't have any KRS-One uploaded yet. Epiphany got rid of my, Epiphany don't like me. I tell you, Karen. It's Karen. Karen don't like me.
Karen.
I too fuck is my husband.
Lady, take it. I don't want it if it's that easy. You don't brush it.
You got a problem saying bye-bye.
Half of the fly guy. Yo, why don't matter? My pockets got fatter.
We all on a different path. I love it. We all on different parts of the song at the same time.
We all know the song.
Right? Yes, indeed. Absolutely. And that's what's important. So, Gina,
I had my line in the air. We was on that.
That's like, you know how there's certain songs, you know how like I just posted that meme the other day. You know how like you rap a certain part and you feel real gangster when you don't mess up? That's one of those songs that I can rap.
Oh, yeah.
That one and I Need Love. Like, I got two songs. There's like two songs I feel real gangster with when I'm rapping and because I know them. And that's I Need Love and that one. Like, the rest of them, it's hit or miss. We might know.
You feel gangster with I Need Love? Oh, Lord.
Right. you need to hang out with us for a little bit.
Y'all know better. I'm just saying. So listen, Gina, thank you so much for that amazing piece. You were the last one in queue, but
thank you, babe.
I think I might share something tonight.
Appreciate y'all. I'm here for it. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. You don't have to go anywhere. Do you want me to mute your line or do you want to stay on?
I'm going to mute myself because I might start to giggle.
I can't be trusted.
Listen, I'm being angelic tonight.
Yeah, leave me open. I'll mute myself.
Okay, so your mic is open, and I'm going to say a little piece. But I call
you. You was better off mute her yourself because she ain't going to remember. If you got something to say, she ain't going to remember to mute herself.
It's all good. It's all good. We all hear the moan and grunt and all the other stuff.
You said, y'all.
We'll see. Mm-mm. All right, Rain, the mic is yours.
The mic is yours.
You see how I gave the mic to myself. All right, this piece is called Religious. He told me he was going to snatch my soul. But I had heard that before. I guess I just had no idea what he had in store or how he'd explore every inhibition I never expressed, at least not to him. Perhaps he was reading the hesitation in my eyes or the way my movements stuttered in his presence, my confidence. It abandoned me when his dark eyes set upon me. It fled the scene like my thickness was a crime, but why? I just wanted to hide because he moved and looked and felt like God. I was begging the universe to save me from this, from myself, from him. He said he was going to snatch my soul, but he hadn't even touched me yet. I already wanted to taste his scriptures, be his devout worshiper, obey his every commandment, drink every drop of his sacrifice, like the perfect, unrepented sinner. Let him tie my limbs to mahogany bed frame altars, pay my atonements under the weight of his palm grips, pinwheel pricks, and leather wisps. I was ready. Ready to be indoctrinated by his unorthodox teachings, he seemed to be pleased by my willingness to unveil my totality to him, to be adorned by beautifully inflicted sanctified scars. He said he saw the sacred goddess in me. He felt that my existence yearned to be relished, so he cradled my frame, laid me on a bed of sincere and very deliberate intentions. I conceded, opened myself up to him completely. His eyes studied me as I presented him my whole truth. My body confessed it all to him. I couldn't utter a word. His quick glance demanded me to listen as he slowly dragged his tongue across my iniquities, listen to him journey the history of each transgression, listen while he traveled the unknown of my wilderness. He could feel the ache of unfulfilled yesterdays, pulsating on the tip of his knee to taste my carnality. I consecrated myself to him. He obliged my beckoning, communed with my decadence, and we became I, his sanctuary, him, my religion, I, his ritual, him, my prophecy, and with much reverence, he mounted my hallowed invitation, erect with restoration, penetrating my Eden, anointing my Genesis, and we came to fruition. That's right, aka the Quiet Storm.
That's the collection plate. We're about to go home right now. We're about to end this. Sister, I need to see you in my office. In my office right now.
And wait a minute. Did you say you wanted to be, you was being angelic?
That's what she said.
I didn't say what color my halo
angel
was, though.
Well, you know the devil's an angel, too, right?
Well, I ain't a demon now. Listen, I'm a dark angel.
You was on demon
Listen.
Time. That's for sure. You
I mean, I'm always on demon time. It's demon time wherever I'm at. But
that was hot. That was dope. I liked it.
That was
damn,
so
you
dropped
right so many gems in there. I can't even pinpoint one. Girl.
I appreciate it.
Lord.
And that wordplay was flawless.
Get some of them lines from you.
That wordplay was flawless. That wordplay was flawless. That was dope. I love wordplay. That shit was dope. That wordplay was flawless.
Yes.
Thank you, Aziz. I appreciate that. Appreciate y'all. Woo! Oh.
Yeah.
It felt good to spit. It felt good to spit. Let me see. I'm going to play a song for myself. How about that? My eyes are, here. This is angelic. I'm just, see.
Lord, have
mercy. Y'all know about this.
You crazy, girl.
Nice and sweet. Nice and sweet.
These actions don't stick, babe. Cause my words got away. We can't neglect the patience that is going to take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love a destination we'll ride to. This could be so simple.
It's one of my favorite songs.
I got you.
Oh my God.
I was trying to find it. It got lost. Listen, thank you to everyone that came out to Raw with Rain, Color Me Muse tonight to hang with me. I had, like, a lot of co-hosts tonight, and I definitely appreciate y'all. This has been a blast. And, you know, I just give y'all a hard time when I'm not so arrogant. This is Raw with Rain. I just be trying to be like, try to remember where I'm at. But I definitely appreciate y'all. Tomorrow night is one of my hobby shows. Did he say? Okay. It's one of the shows. It's gonna be dope though. Come through tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time here, right here on Epiphany. There is something every single night. Wednesday is the Love Jones. All right, I'm gonna rename y'all show.
Love Jones. Oh Lord.
With
hosted by Lorraine.
With For Real the Public.
For Real the Public.
For Real the Public. The Love
For Real
Jones.
Public.
Girl.
Love Jones. Okay.
Right. But it's on the get. But there's a get down though. But there's a get down.
You got that one right.
Oh my God, my face is so hot. I don't even know what's going on. But listen, I'm gonna close this out with a couple of songs. Uh-oh, For Real is on here. Did you come to correct me?
He's quiet as fuck. I'm like, he's making notes and shit. He's quiet as hell.
Did you hear me calling you for real?
Yes, I did, fly, sweet potatoes. I heard you, baby.
Okay.
Publicly. I heard you. Publicly.
I don't know. I don't know where that came from earlier, but now it's like going to be a new joke. So.
Yeah, you probably was thinking cubic, but public came up.
I cannot with you. I told you. Smeagol, I need you to leave my show and stop trying to pretend like you're somebody else. Smeagol on here pretending like he's Larry.
Look, it's been a fun night. Look, I love hearing everybody. I hear my brothers up in here. Hey, man. Hey, you can't ask for a better night to start your week off. You know what I'm saying? With a little laughter. It does the body.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was great, man. It was great.
It was a wonderful night. Y'all definitely lift me up. Because today, I don't know. Today, it felt like a Monday, and Mondays don't normally feel like Mondays to me. So I definitely appreciate you all. You all definitely lifted me, and I had a great time. I love to laugh. So I appreciate you all again back here tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Ms. Pearly, Poetic, Aziz, J-Rob, Gina, and everyone else that was here. that came through. I appreciate all the love. Big shout out to my co-host, Susan Shanice. I hope you are taking good care
resting.
Of yourself. Resting. Resting. Mm-hmm. And more resting.
Yes.
I told her she's going to be on punishment if she didn't, so I'm just saying.
She's stuck in. She's in the chat room.
Is she? Okay. Okay, yes. Good. I'll check it out in a minute. So I'm going to play a couple songs to close us out. But thank you all for coming through. Hang out if you want to listen. And I will see you all on the flip side.
One mic, one love, y'all. One love, one mic.
Where is it at? If I could just find the song I'm trying to play, how about that? Let's start with this one.
God has a funny way of showing you lessons.
Remix. Featuring Kevin Ross, Raheem Devon, and Anthony Hamilton.
God has a funny way of showing what it's meant to be. Had to learn everything I was meant to see wasn't meant for me. I guess I had to fall many times.
Fall in love.
Just thought them bruises made me strong enough. Blessing in front of me. Thank God he opened up my eyes. Now I'm realized.
Everyone that let me down led me to you.
Oh baby, all the sleepless nights,
all the heartbreak I had led me to you.
If I never went through it, I'd have never found a love like that. Growing up in time, it's a blessing. And I wait for more day running round. I want to miss it. Not you, baby. No. The heart of the woman that you are truly shines through you. God. I used to dread the love I lost. It was barely just a blemish. Now that life led me to you, God intended this. Now I realize
everyone that let me down led me to you.
Oh baby, all the sleepless nights. And if I never went through it, I would never find love like you.
Like a rolling stone, temptation song. One in the fast lane, never look back. It's always moving on.
Every bad choice only made for the third with checklist. Every wrong turn showed me there's a clear direction. I had to let it go and let God do. If it was up to me, I would have never knew. This magic, best thing happened to me. Life fast, but with you in my past. And you see, no losses, we just live in love. And though I can't see
and to close us out for the night. Thank you all again for coming through.
Funny running into you. It has to be 3 years since we last seen each other. Many flashbacks come to mind of the wild and crazy times we used to have with one another. We absolutely didn't care. We would do it anywhere. Eye contact and it was over. That's when I was wilding out. I couldn't care less about someone getting hurt. I've done my share of dirt, but I'm wiser. One night stand, some of their names I can't remember. Imagine waking up with someone who you barely even knew. Time and time again, but there's someone for everyone. I've been blessed to find that one who makes me feel like no other. You are looking good as hell, but I can't go home with you, because I'm going home to her all the night.
Yeah. Now I'm doing again, but I can't.
Cause everything is different now. Finally, I'm
Mike.